here's a story from The World.
And now, time to play. Lego is rolling out some new building blocks. Braille bricks are designed to help children who are blind or visually impaired. The blocks help them learn the Braille system. After a pilot program last year, Lego is launching the bricks in 7 countries. Stina Storm is the senior play and health specialist at the Lego Foundation. She joins us from Billund, Denmark. Stina, what are these Lego bricks like?
Well, they're actually not that different from ordinary Lego bricks most people are familiar with. What we've done is simply change the configuration of the studs to correspond to the Braille language or code.
So if a person who's blind and knows Braille or is learning Braille picks up a brick and touches the little knobs, each brick will actually be a specific word?
A specific letter. Each letter in the alphabet has a unique configuration of these studs. There's 63 configuration options in total that can make up any language, Braille language, in the world. So we have made 63 new molds in order to be able to make these different bricks, and thereby potentially, yes, covering every language worldwide. But having said that, we've made it inclusive by adding print to the bricks. So a teacher can teach both a blind child and a sighted child alongside each other.
So you can build with these bricks, but you can actually build words if you want to, because each brick represents a letter.
So you can put the letters together to make words and sentences, of course, and this is the beauty of it. The toolkit contains a lot of bricks so that you can, in theory, write and make long sentences, and you can perform math exercises and so on. And that's why you can teach a sighted child along with a blind child and achieve what we want, which is inclusion, and that a blind child can also develop a breadth of skills through this interaction with their peers.
How did this idea come about?
The idea has been brought to us on several occasions by various blind organizations around the world. The Braille cell is built up of 6 dots. So it's always been obvious that a Lego brick looks like a Braille cell. We've now tested it with 8 different blind organizations around the world. And last week, we could then announce that we're actually launching in 20 countries over the next 6 months.
Is your target audience teachers?
Yes, it is. So our primary target audience are the teachers or those support staff that help children who are visually impaired to learn Braille. And there's lots of different kind of support staff here, teachers and what we call orientation and mobility experts. So yes, lots of people who come in contact with a blind child in the educational context, that's our primary focus.
Will they be available for people to order or go to a store and purchase?
No, they won't. We are a non-for-profit organization, the Lego Foundation. So we are donating these free of charge in the countries where we're launching to these schools and institutions that cater to the education of blind and visually impaired children.
Stina, you have the amazing title of being a senior play specialist at the Lego Foundation. How important is the role of play in learning, do you think?
Amazingly important. I mean, this is what we're all about at the Lego Foundation. It's proving that learning through play is so beneficial for all children. We think that in this current day and age, we have to create a breadth of skills in children in order to, you know, cater to the challenges of an, you know, ever more, how can I say, challenging world. We think play is very important.
Stina Storm is the senior play and health specialist at the Lego Foundation. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.